Well, here in Spain, it's time to join Cajal Rochford from Brevin's Franks. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Howard. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well. It's very busy, though. I say being busy is a good thing, so we can do that.
Yeah. Likewise, our side, too. It's been a very busy time for us as well.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why it has been. Anyway, today we're going to share some principles for successful investing. But first of all, if someone has a successful investment strategy before they've moved to Spain, can they continue with that now, or should they renew it?
Yes, Howard, most certainly we believe that they should review matters. It's very important to review your investment strategy with any significant change in your life. This may be a lifestyle change, a change in career, family, or personal situation. And usually when we speak with people who are planning to move to Spain, it generally coincides with retirement, and this is a big change for people. It's never too early to start thinking about how you'll finance your retirement and how to optimize your capital investment income, specifically for your new life here in Spain. So long-term financial security is crucial, especially as people are living much longer nowadays. We need to ensure that our wealth outlives us. And to achieve this, you need to take a good look at your finances and your investments and see how they're held. And your situation can be very different now in Spain, so adjustments will be necessary. This may involve having less property, less UK-centric assets and investments, and replace these and their income with a well-diversified portfolio of investments that are suitable, tax-efficient, and importantly, compliant here in Spain. Some of this can be done very tax efficiently before leaving the UK, so it's worth reviewing matters even at that point. And overall, why pay more tax than you need to? You know, it can be a fine balance, but the starting point is to understand your lifestyle plans, obtain an objective assessment of your risk tolerance, a good understanding of your aims, circumstances, needs, and objectives, and of course your time horizon. And this will all help to ensure that your portfolio is suitable for you going forward.
So what would you say are the key elements of protecting and growing your wealth?
Yeah, so there are many elements to consider. You know, important ones might be having the right tax-efficient structure for Spain, taking into account your attitude and appetite for risk, matching your risk profile and your objectives to a suitable investment portfolio, the level of diversification that will be optimal within your portfolio, the safest custody of your assets available, and of course regular and consistent reviews are also extremely important.
Well, let's look at these points in more detail, starting with the tax considerations. What are tax efficient structures, and how big a role do they play in improving investment returns?
Good question, Howard. Yes, in each country, there will be optimal structures to hold your investments to ensure that you'll pay the minimal amount of tax in that country. If left unchecked, tax can greatly dampen the returns that you'll generate from your investment capital. For example, holding a non-compliant investment in Spain will attract income tax on the uplift of the portfolio each year, whether the gains are realized or not. So ensuring your investments are in compliance with Spanish tax laws will greatly simplify matters for you and can make a major positive difference to your long-term investment returns. Tax planning is very important, and when living in the UK, your financial advisor will likely view your planning through a UK lens and optimize for UK tax, which of course makes sense. However, living in Spain, you'll need to adjust your planning to optimize for Spanish tax and have an advisor who's suitably regulated and qualified to do so. How you hold your capital and the advice you take can make a major difference in how much tax you'll be liable to pay here in Spain. Here in Spain, you have a foreign tax and succession system and various other changes, and it's crucial to take advice from someone who's well versed in the nuances of the Spanish tax regime and how they can impact your wealth. An avoidable trap we often see is UK nationals who are resident in Spain and they retain their UK tax planning advisor and bias, which can be costly and can lead to assumptions here in Spain that are not correct. UK investments such as ISAs are fully taxable here in Spain. Keeping this UK approach can lead to paying far more tax than you need to. So once resident in Spain, you can gain access to investments and pension opportunities that can provide far greater tax efficiency, estate planning simplicity, and many other advantages.
Moving on to investment risk, is it fair to say that all savings and investment carry an element of risk?
Yes, Howard, this is correct. There are various risks to consider in terms of what investments and savings you have. You have to contend with market risk, credit risk, inflation risk, interest risk, and other ones. So all of these must be taken into account. Of course, no risk can often mean no return and may even lead to negative real returns over time, real being after inflation. And even with funds in the bank, they carry credit risk. And we saw that in 2008 with the banking crisis and very recently this year in the US as well, where some banks have failed. So there really is no risk-free investment anymore, and there's no risk-free returns available. All types of savings and investment will hold a certain level of risk. We have inflation risk, where the rising cost of living erodes the spending power of bank deposits over time, more so when interest rates are low. While the recent surge in inflation surge may have taken people by surprise, even low rates of inflation can reduce the value of your money over time. Most of us recognize, for some of our assets, exposure to market movements or taking on market risk will give us better chance of outperforming inflation and producing real returns over the medium to long term. If we zoom out and take the longer term view, taking on market risk will invariably yield better returns than cash over the longer term. The trade-off is that cash is stable day to day, but loses value consistently over time due to the erosive effects of inflation. On the other hand, an investment portfolio can be volatile in the near term, but has proven to grow one's wealth after inflation consistently over the longer term. Ironically, not holding investment assets can in fact be a major risk to one's long-term financial health.
So how does one establish what their risk profile is and then build a portfolio around it?
Yes, so the starting point is to obtain a clear and objective assessment of our client's attitude and appetite for risk. Otherwise, the results, it may be an investment portfolio that is not suitable and it may carry too much or too little risk. These days, there are sophisticated ways of evaluating your risk appetite involving a combination of psychometric assessments and consideration of your other assets and investment objectives that you have for you and your family. Also, one's previous investment experience must also be taken into account. Every set of investments can be forecast to display a given amplitude of risk. Low amplitude, less investment risk, but also lower likely returns. A higher amplitude of risk brings greater potential returns, but also higher investment risk. The key is ensuring your investment portfolio matches your attitude to risk. It's extremely difficult to effectively assess your own risk profile, and you will benefit from third-party professional and objective guidance. Without a sound assessment being then matched to your optimal blend of investments, you are likely to find yourself with a portfolio that could be too risky or too cautious for you. Another key step in ensuring your portfolio is suitable is to establish your objectives. Are you looking for income, growth, or a combination? Or is your prime concern to preserve your wealth for grandchildren and your own children? What is your investment time horizon? Your advisor should help you build a portfolio based on your risk profile, your plans, and the main objectives that you have.
So how important is diversification? And how do you know if you've got too little or too much?
Yes, diversification is crucial, and it is the cornerstone of a good investment portfolio. For example, at retirement, often a rotation away from less liquid assets into a more accessible portfolio of investments makes for good financial planning. This may involve having less property assets and replace this and the income with a well-diversified portfolio of investments. Some of this can be done also very efficiently before leaving the UK. During one's career, a concentration of assets, be it a business or your main home, for example, can be a great way to build wealth. However, at retirement or when you're looking to move country, diversification and de-risking your wealth is key to preserving your wealth and to grow it and generate income sustainably into the future. It is important to ensure your investments are suitably diversified and that you're not overly exposed to any one asset type, country, sector, or stock. By spreading risk across different asset classes such as equities, bonds, corporate bonds, property, cash, etc., and markets such as US, UK, Europe, Asia, and emerging markets, you give your portfolio the chance to produce positive returns over time without being vulnerable to any one single area or sector. This sound investment approach can be extended by using a multi-manager approach where several different fund managers are blended together. This can reduce your reliance on any one investment manager making the right decisions in all market conditions.
So once you have set up your portfolio and you're quite happy with it, how often should you review it and adjust it?
Indeed, regular reviews are very important. It's important to review your portfolio at least once a year and to rebalance it, which your advisor should do as part of their ongoing continuing service. As asset values rise and fall, your portfolio can shift away from your designated risk profile and objectives, and you may need to make some adjustments to re-establish your original weighting. You should also consider if any of your circumstances have changed and any implications that should be adapted for your portfolio. Regular rebalancing helps control risk and have a positive effect on portfolio performance over time. At Blevins Franks, we ensure our clients' portfolios are put in the right structure to limit taxation and meet their estate planning wishes, objectively assess their attitude to risk, and match it to the optimal investment portfolio to suit their risk appetite and investment objectives. And importantly, it's very important that we review our clients' portfolios very regularly.
Well, we looked at tax considerations earlier, but what about estate planning? Does this need to be considered at all when buying investments or looking at the structures that hold them in?
Yes, estate planning is a core part of the planning we do for our clients across Europe. The key message here is not risk leaving it too late. It's important to decide who you want to leave your assets to, how much, and when. When living in Spain, you'll need to consider the Spanish succession tax laws and also perhaps the UK inheritance taxes should you remain domiciled in the UK or if you hold UK assets. Oftentimes, your estate will have to contend with both tax systems, and planning things correctly can minimise the tax burden on both sides to ensure your family's wealth passes down to the next generation in a very tax-efficient, timely way with the minimal interference with Spanish and UK probates. An integrated financial planning approach produces better results than focusing on one element at a time. For example, the way you hold your investments, the structures they're in, can greatly affect how much tax you and your family will pay and how these assets are passed down to your family in the future.
So how do you bring these elements all together for your clients?
Yes, good question, Howard. We initially have, of course, a conversation with our clients, just an exploratory chat to get to know them, understand their lifestyle, their circumstances, and their main objectives, really. We ask questions and listen to get an understanding of their plans, their objectives, timeframes, and what's most important for them and their family. What are they looking to achieve? What are the main drivers, motivations, and priorities in their lives? We get to understand their preferred lifestyle choices and where they want to spend retirement. Usually, lifestyle is the main driver for our clients, and our job is to tie in the financial and tax planning to match their lifestyle plans and to make their move to Spain as seamless and as tax efficient as possible. Once we have an understanding of all this, we prepare a strategic financial planning report for our clients, and this formalizes our advice, recommendations, and how we implement our advice and recommendations. And so this really is a comprehensive roadmap or action plan for their future here in Spain. And this really kind of paves the way forward for them on their move to Spain. So it's important to holistically bring everything together in a report, which shows a very kind of chronological approach to how we achieve their objectives. So in summary, our job is to provide simplicity and peace of mind for our clients so that their financial affairs are in perfect order so they can relax and enjoy their lives and retirements here in Spain.
Well, thank you very much. And I think everybody's coming to Spain as well. We see that lots of people are really interested in moving to Spain still.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're as busy as we've ever been. We're getting a lot of interest on people moving here, even with things like Brexit, which did add a level of complexity with people moving to Spain. It hasn't dampened the appetite for people moving here. And it seems to be as popular as ever.
Interesting. Thank you very much. We'll talk again in about a month.
Thank you, Howard. I really appreciate it.